truly, when you get comfortable being assertive, not only do you get promoted faster, but your job day to day becomes a lot more manageable. When you are motivated by doing the right thing and you are motivated by a greater goal and a greater vision and a greater purpose, and then you show up more assertive, it doesn't feel abrasive to your audience because they understand that your assertiveness is in service of something super important.
Welcome to The Art of Speaking Up, a podcast that helps professional women access the limitless potential that lies within them. I'm your host, Jessica Guzik, and my mission is to help you find that spark inside you that has the power to transform your career in ways you may not have thought possible. I'm so excited that you're here, and now on to the show.
Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here and tuning in. I am Jess. I am a New York Times featured podcaster, and I am also a coach for professional women who work in the 9-to-5 space. My mission is to help women become leaders and to really help women take up more space out in the corporate world. So if you are someone who's ambitious, who wants to challenge yourself and stretch yourself and achieve big things in your career, you are in the right place. And today we are talking about one of my favorite topics, which is assertive communication. And one of the biggest obstacles that you might be facing as you're trying to become more assertive in your communication style is figuring out how to walk that fine line between having that strong, assertive, commanding communication style, but not going too far and crossing that line into being pushy and aggressive. And this is so important because if you really want to show leaders and your boss that you have what it takes to lead, that you are someone who should be promoted within your organization, it is so important to demonstrate to them that you know how to be in a room full of people and get things done. And in order for you to really get things done and have that strong leadership presence when you're in rooms and meetings and conversations at work, you have to know how to be assertive and you have to know how to do it in a way that's effective. And that's what I'm going to be diving into today. I'm going to explain to you one subtle shift that so many people overlook that is so incredibly helpful in finding that assertive communication style that actually feels authentic and good. Something that was such a struggle for me and that was so painful for me when I was in my 9-to-5 career was I was told that if I wanted to be on the path to promotion, I had to be much more assertive. And as I tried to do that, especially in the beginning, it was so hard for me to be more assertive in a way that felt like I was being myself. And it felt so fake and awkward and clunky. And it took me a while to really figure out what I'm going to talk about in today's episode. And as soon as I figured it out, assertiveness became so much easier for me and it started to feel so much more natural. And as that happened, not only was I able to act on the feedback that I received, and not only was I able to show that I was promotable and that I could be more assertive, but I also started to feel less stressed out because what I realized is that when I didn't have the ability to be assertive, I felt very out of control in the work that I was doing because I didn't know how to assert myself. So I was constantly at the mercy of other people's opinions and perspectives. And that would create a lot of stress for me and a lot of extra work behind the scenes. And I didn't even realize how much pain it was creating for me until I started to be more assertive and started to feel so much more in control of my work and my leadership and the direction that I was taking my projects in. So truly, when you get comfortable being assertive, not only do you get promoted faster, but your job day to day becomes a lot more manageable. I was having to do a lot of cleanup behind the scenes and a lot of extra back-end work to compensate for my lack of assertiveness. And I want to make sure that you don't get into that situation. And I want to teach you something that was so helpful to me and that is so helpful to the women that I coach. Okay, so the way that I'm going to teach you this is we are going to start with a little bit of an analogy slash visualization, because that is the absolute best way for me to explain this concept to you. So I want you to just relax. You can close your eyes if you want to, but if you're driving or walking, maybe don't do that. But I want you to imagine that you're driving in your car and it's a leisurely Saturday afternoon. And you're just driving out. Maybe you're running a casual errand, but you're feeling relaxed. You're feeling like you have a lot of time. And you're just really enjoying being in your car and enjoying that weekend afternoon. And all of a sudden, in your rearview mirror, you see a car behind you, and it looks like it's speeding up and going really, really quickly, like driving way too fast for any car that's on the street. And you look in your mirror, and at first you kind of do a double take and you think to yourself, wait, is that car really going at such a high speed on this random neighborhood street? Like, that can't possibly be the case. That would be totally unsafe. But as you're looking in your rearview mirror, that car is getting closer and closer. And you think to yourself, holy cow, like this car, it's behind me in my lane. It's going super fast. It does not look like it's slowing down. What the heck is going on? And you start to get a little scared and you notice your heart starts racing because this seems a little bit dangerous. The car is moving really fast. It's getting closer and closer to you. And you think to yourself, you know what? This is stressful. This could be dangerous. I'm just going to pull over to the side and stop and park my car until this car has passed by me, because I don't know what's going on, but this car is driving so fast that it looks like it's going to rear end me. So you pull over. And you see that this car appears to be just racing down the street just for fun, just for kicks. And they're swerving and speeding, and other cars are screeching out of the way. And this car that's speeding is like honking its horn super obnoxiously. And finally, it passes by you after a bunch of other cars have gotten really freaked out and slammed on the brakes. And you feel angry and annoyed and almost a little violated. And you're thinking to yourself, gosh, like this driver was being so unsafe, so obnoxious. They didn't even have a reason for doing it. They were just being kind of rogue and trying to get a thrill in. And they put so many other cars in danger. And you feel annoyed and mad. And you take a minute to cool down in your car and you say, you know what? They're gone. I'm so glad I pulled over. And now I'm just going to go home and enjoy the rest of my weekend. Okay, so in this example, I think we all have a general understanding that if you experience someone driving this recklessly around you, you probably would feel frustrated. You probably wouldn't feel happy with this person's behavior. Now, I want you to imagine the same exact situation. You're in your car, you're driving home, and you notice a vehicle in your rearview mirror that appears to be speeding. And the more you look in your rearview mirror, the more you see that this vehicle is indeed speeding towards you. So you decide to pull over, and this vehicle comes speeding and swerving and honking past you. Except there is one key difference this time. And that difference is that this time, that vehicle is a fire truck. Now, if this same exact scenario happened, but instead of it being a random person racing and being reckless on the street, it was a fire truck probably going to put out a fire or tend to an emergency, you probably would not feel nearly as angry and frustrated. The fire truck can be super disruptive. It can be driving super quickly. It can be swerving and honking and forcing you to pull over. It can be doing the same exact things as the regular car that was driving recklessly, but it is not going to bother you or upset you that much. Now, the question that we're going to explore together is, why is that the case? Why is that the case that the same exact set of actions, speeding, swerving, honking, driving in a way that is forcing the other drivers to pull over and get out of the way? Why is that same exact set of activities in one scenario very frustrating and very irritating, and in another scenario, not frustrating at all? And the answer to that question is because the person who's racing recklessly has a different purpose and intention than the fire truck driver. The person who's racing recklessly is being reckless just for the sake of it. They're creating danger and hazard on the road for no reason at all. But the fire truck driver is doing it with a purpose. They're going to save someone. They're going to help someone. So when we have that understanding that that fire truck is going to help someone, we don't mind that they're being more quote unquote hazardous on the road. We don't mind that they're speeding towards us. We don't mind that they're running the red light. We don't mind that they're honking super loudly. It doesn't bother us because we know there's a very important reason behind that behavior. And the reason that I'm sharing this analogy with you is because it's a perfect example of the fact that not all actions are created equal. And we can have the same exact set of actions, but when the intention behind them is connected to a greater purpose, a higher purpose, then we aren't going to be as bothered by it. And this is such a great way to understand the difference between assertive communication that is overly aggressive versus assertive communication that just makes you look like a good, committed, passionate, purposeful leader. I want you to imagine that when you are being assertive, you get to decide what your style is. And you get to choose, do I want to be like a person racing on the side streets, or do I want to be like a fire truck? And when you choose to be like a person racing on the streets and just creating danger just for the sake of it, you're more likely to make people mad. Whereas if you choose the fire truck style of assertiveness, people are going to be more forgiving if you're being quote unquote pushy. Because just like the fire truck has a greater goal and greater purpose, you have a greater goal and greater purpose behind your assertiveness. So the way that your assertiveness is experienced by your audience is going to be directly impacted by your motivations that are driving you to communicate assertively. When you are motivated by doing the right thing and you are motivated by a greater goal and a greater vision and a greater purpose, and then you show up more assertive, it doesn't feel abrasive to your audience because they understand that your assertiveness is in service of something super important. Just like we inherently understand that the fire truck's behavior is in service of something very important, and therefore we aren't bothered by it. When your audience understands that you are committed to forward progress and results and helping to execute the vision of your team and your company, when your audience understands that, they're going to experience you more like the fire truck. So assertiveness is not about honking and swerving and speeding up just for the sake of it, right? You don't have to be like that car racing down the street. Assertiveness is something you do because it helps you achieve your mission. So the guy racing down the street in his car being reckless is just doing it for the sake of doing it. There's no greater purpose. But the person who's driving the fire truck, they're not doing it for fun. They're doing it because they have to make their goal happen and to serve their higher purpose. And once you're focused on what your higher purpose is and what you're there in your job and in your company to do, and your assertiveness comes from that emotional place within you, your communication and specifically your assertive communication will be experienced more like a fire truck versus someone racing. And it all comes from you being connected to the reason why you are being assertive. The goal is never assertiveness. Just like the goal of a fire truck is not to go fast, right? The purpose of a fire truck and the goal of all those people on that fire truck, their goal isn't to go fast. Their goal is to save someone from a fire. Now, in order to do that, they have to go fast, but going fast is a means to an end. It is not the end itself. Similarly, with assertiveness, your goal isn't to be assertive. Your goal is to show up as a leader and catalyze results. Assertiveness is how you make that happen. So you are truly like a person driving a fire truck, putting your foot on the gas, not because you want to scare the cars around you, not because you want to force people to pull over, but because you have a greater mission that requires you to move quickly. And this shift from being kind of like a racer, like a reckless street racer, to a fire truck is a shift that you make both in your energy and also in the way that you communicate and the way that you assert yourself. So whenever I am being assertive and trying to get into that state of mind, I like to think about fire truck energy. What is the energy of someone, not someone who's there to be obnoxious and pushy, but what is the energy of someone who's really there to get it done, who really cares, who's really focused, who's really determined? What is that energy like? And that helps me connect with my passion and my determination and my focus. That helps me feel like someone on a fire truck who's there on a mission, who is focused and who really cares about the end result. So the first thing that you want to do is find that energy within yourself. Find your focus, find your passion, find your commitment, and also get really clear on what that bigger picture goal is for you. Figure out what is your equivalent of saving someone from a fire, and how would you act, and how would you show up in meetings, and how would you communicate in the workplace if you were 100% committed to making that goal happen? And you don't have to be aggressive and you don't have to be pushy, but you do have to have passion and dedication and determination when you show up in those work conversations. But the cool thing is, when your assertiveness is fueled by passion and determination, it's going to feel authentic to you because you're not forcing it. It's coming from you actually caring and the real feelings of care and focus and determination that you have around the work that you do. And this is not only going to make it feel better for you, but it's also going to feel better for your audience. Just like a fire truck driver doesn't feel guilty about speeding because they know that that's what they have to do. And just like the other cars on the road aren't mad at the fire truck for speeding, similarly, when you are in fire truck energy, it is going to feel really good to be assertive, and it's going to feel good to your audience as well. So the first shift that I want you to make is to figure out what your big mission is. Like, if you're a heroine driving a fire truck on a mission to make something big happen, what is that bigger vision? And how do you act and how do you communicate when you're just super focused and passionate about making that happen? And when you bring that energy, that focus, that passion, that fire truck energy into meetings, you will be so powerful and so effective without having to be fake, without having to be inauthentic, and without repelling people. People will be drawn into you as an authority because they're going to feel the passion and the commitment behind your communication style. So that's the first shift, is getting into fire truck energy. Another thing that's really going to help you with this is adjusting your language and adjusting how you express yourself when you are being assertive. Now, part of the reason that we don't mind when a fire truck speeds past us and forces us to pull over and honks at us and is really loud and disruptive is because we know it's a fire truck. How do we know it's a fire truck? Because it's red and it has sirens and we see the ladder and we see the different parts of it. It has lots of signals on the outside that remind us that this fire truck is on a greater mission. So you want to do the same thing. When you're communicating, you want to be signaling to your audience that you are on a greater mission and that you have a bigger goal. So when you're asserting yourself, you're sharing a perspective, maybe you're pushing back, maybe you're disagreeing with someone, or maybe you're just sharing your opinion in a really passionate way, you want to share the why behind your opinion, behind your assertiveness. Just like the fire truck is painted red and has all of these little clues that tell us that it's on a mission to do something greater, you want to give your audience those clues and that clear evidence that you are on a mission to achieve something greater. And the cool thing is that all you have to do this is figure out, why is this opinion important to me? Why am I fighting for this opinion in this meeting? Why do I feel so strongly about my perspective on this work project? And once you figure out what that reason is, you just want to make sure that you're expressing it alongside being assertive. So instead of saying something like, I don't think that we should allocate 4 weeks for this project, I think we should allocate 6 weeks for this project. Instead of just asserting your thought point blank, you want to think about why. What is the mission that I'm on? Why do I think it's better for this to be 6 weeks? And how can I show my audience really, really clearly what my intention is. So if you ask yourself that question, you might come up with something like, I want to make sure we do this project well. I want to make sure that we really get this project over the line in a way that we're proud of. And I think that 6 weeks is so much better than 4 weeks. If you say it that way, it is going to come off so much more powerful, so much more persuasive, so much more authoritative than if you just say, no, I want 6 weeks instead of 4 weeks, right? When you tell your audience why, and you help them see your bigger vision, and you explicitly speak to the reason why you're being assertive, the reason why you're pushing back, the reason why your perspective is important to you, it's going to be more palatable to them because you're signaling to them, hey, I'm sharing this because I care. I'm pushing back because I want this to go well, because I care about the project, because I care about our mission. It's as if you're painting yourself in fire truck red and putting a ladder on your head and saying, hey, everyone, like, I'm here to do good things. I'm here to help. So when you share the justification and the bigger why behind the opinion that you're asserting, that shows your audience that you are a fire truck. It shows your audience that you are there to get something good accomplished. You're not just racing down the street, honking at people and trying to cause danger and hazards on the side street. So to summarize, one of the best, most powerful ways to be assertive and authentic and to be assertive without going too far into the realm of being pushy and aggressive is to get into fire truck mode. You want to get into fire truck energy and connect with your passion for getting results and use that passion to fuel your assertiveness rather than just being assertive for the sake of it, because that is not going to feel good to you and that is not going to feel good to your audience. And second, you want to signal to your audience that your assertiveness and your strong perspectives are coming from you wanting to achieve good things. So as you're sharing your opinion, as you're pushing back, don't just share your opinion and nothing else. Share the why behind it. Share the thinking behind it. Show people how passionate you are about moving things forward in the best possible way, aka help people see that you are a fire truck, not just someone racing in the streets. Fire truck energy helped me so much. It just helped things click for me and it helped me find that fire and find that urgency and find that determination in this way that felt really authentic to me. And it helped me redefine how I thought about assertiveness. I used to think about it as you have to bang your fist on the table and be aggressive just for the sake of it. And what I realized was it's really about having that fierce determination to executing in the way that you think is best. And when your audience knows that your assertive communication is coming from that fierce determination, they're going to have a lot more respect for you. That brings us to the close of today's episode. Try on fire truck energy today and let me know how it goes and if it helps you. And if you want to go deeper into assertiveness and developing an assertive communication style, I have two really awesome ways that you can do that. The first is I recommend downloading my ebook called The Smart Ambitious Woman's Guide to Assertiveness in the Workplace. So many of my clients have told me that this ebook gave them their very first major breakthrough when they were trying to develop a more assertive communication style. The ebook helps you become more assertive by working on your mindset and getting more confident from the inside out and by helping you with some of the tactics and techniques of assertive communication. You can grab the ebook by clicking the link in the show notes. And if you want to go even deeper and you really want to immerse yourself in a longer, full-length experience designed to help you up-level your verbal communication skills so that your communication is executive-friendly, super authoritative, and super crisp and confident, that is exactly what I help you with inside the Art of Speaking Up Academy. It's an intimate small group program. The sessions are taught live by me, and it's this immersive experience where you get to grow your confidence and become a really powerful, effective verbal communicator. If you are interested in the Art of Speaking Up Academy, you'll want to add yourself to the waitlist because the people on the waitlist always get the first opportunity to enroll. And what's been happening over the past several months is that the cohorts have been filling up quickly just with the people on the wait list. So I haven't had much opportunity to really advertise more broadly on the podcast because the cohorts have been filling up quickly. So to make sure that you are the first to get an opportunity to enroll in the next cohort of the Art of Speaking Up Academy, add yourself to the wait list by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. This was so much fun to share with you, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.